USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Vice President is in Honduras. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Honduras today and will return to the United States later this evening. She's there to attend the inauguration of Socialist President-elect Xiomara Castro. While there to congratulate, she reports she will be working to address the root causes of migration to the United States. Pope Francis on Wednesday, in unscripted comments, told parents of children with different sexual orientations they should not condemn them, but offer them support. He also addressed world leaders to find a peaceful resolution to the tensions at the Russian-Ukraine border. State Department spokesperson Ned Price announced the United States will make sure the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline project between Russia and Germany won't go ahead if Russian troops invade Ukraine. Germany's ambassador to the United States appeared to support Price's comment. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden vaccine mandate is set to be softly enforced.
The COVID-19 mandate will start in the states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said it won't immediately resort to penalties for health facilities that have a plan to try to achieve full compliance by their staff. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A federal judge ordered Oath Keeper leader Stuart Rhodes to remain in jail until trial on charges stemming from the Capitol riot. Judge Kimberly Priest Johnson said Rhodes had access to weapons, and his alleged continued advocacy for violence against the federal government gave credence to prosecutors' view that, if released, Rhodes could endanger others. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When Bill Scott was sworn in as San Francisco's new police chief in January of 2017, he vowed to build trust both within the department and outside of it. With the rise in crime in the Golden City, Chief Scott addresses the media Wednesday.
Statistics are what's reported to us, and we all understand that sometimes what translates on the statistics may not be your experience. Aside from homicide, I think traditionally in policing, crimes go unreported. You know, homicide is probably the purest statistic that we have because it's really, really hard not to have a homicide reported or murder reported. But short of that, everything else, we know that there are crimes that we don't get because they're not reported. From shootings to robberies to burglaries, you name it, some crimes don't get reported. And I want to put that into some context because when we talk about our statistics, we're talking about what's reported to us. And we understand that for some people that may not be their experience, that might not be what they're seeing, they may be a victim, may not have reported it, or things in their particular, from their worldview or their point of view, might not be consistent with what we put up. This is merely what we report. And I think it's important that we understand and put into context what statistics are. As Mayor Reed said, we know there's a lot of work that we need to do. We also know that there is a lot of good work that's been done.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.